This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Three off-road drivers were cited after getting their vehicles stuck at Death Valley National Park. Two men in a rented Porsche SUV drove off-road and got stuck in the mud while driving toward a salt flat. They only made it 200 yards. A park ranger told them that park personnel needed to oversee the removal of the vehicle because trying to do so can cause even more ecological damage. But the driver hired someone in a pickup to try to pull the Porsche out anyway when the park service was not there. That truck, too, became stuck. Then another driver of a BMW SUV drove a half mile through mesquite flat sand dunes and also got stuck. The three drivers were issued citations and faced possibly thousands of dollars in restitution after going off-road in protected areas of Death Valley National Park. Park Superintendent Mike Reynolds said, "Vehicles driving off-roads can damage fragile ecosystems and damage archaeological sites. They also impact the experience of other park visitors. People want to take photographs of the park's beautiful landscapes without car tracks in the picture, which can last for many years." All three drivers were issued criminal citations, and the park will also seek damages. The amount is not yet known, but a different off-road case a few years ago resulted in an order for $50,000 in restitution. It's unclear what will be done to try and repair the damage caused by the drivers. It can take many years for tracks to disappear naturally. The park will make an evaluation on options because more damage can be caused in restoration efforts. The most common option for repair is to use a water hose to lightly spray the ground with water while raking or sweeping over the deep tire tracks and ruts. But we can only use that method within hose distance of the road, or we'd get the water truck stuck out there too, a park official said. Death Valley National Park covers 3.4 million acres of protected desert landscape in California near the Nevada border. It has extreme temperatures and holds the record as the hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth, 134 degrees Fahrenheit, on July 10, 1913. Researchers at the University of Montana have landed a $12.3 million contract to improve the tuberculosis vaccine. UM's Center for Translational Medicine is working to prevent one of the world's most lethal infectious diseases. Last fall, the National Institutes of Health awarded $12.3 million in a contract to UM's Center for Translational Medicine and its partners to develop a novel adjuvant for use in a tuberculosis vaccine. Adjuvants are substances that improve vaccine effectiveness by boosting immune response. UM previously had won a $13 million NIH contract to develop compounds targeting an immune response. Now, researchers will develop those compounds into an adjuvant to be used in vaccine clinical trials in 3 to 5 years. The Center for Translational Medicine has extensive experience developing adjuvants, including work on a COVID-19 vaccine in 2020. While the new contract is for adjuvant development for a bacterial or fungal pathogen, it's expected that the work will lead to a clinical trial for a TB vaccine. Tuberculosis is an infectious disease caused by a bacteria that most often attacks the lungs, but can affect other parts of the body. An estimated quarter of the global population has been infected with TB bacteria, and about 5 to 10% eventually develop tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is preventable and curable, but can be fatal without treatment. While not common in the U.S., 1.3 million people died from tuberculosis in 2022, according to the World Health Organization. An effective vaccine is needed for areas like Southeast Asia and Africa, where the disease is endemic, that is, regularly occurring. Did you know? In Holland, Michigan, 168 miles of tubing is coiled beneath concrete city streets. Warm water flows through the tubes to melt away surface snow and ice. It's the largest publicly owned snow melt system in the United States.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.